Now to 5 Minutes with Natalie Butler, who is the volunteer coordinator for the Norfolk Archaeological Trust, which has 10 free to visit sites across the county.
Where are your sites?
We care for 10 sites in Norfolk, from a prehistoric burial mound to the remains of an 18th century chapel. They are Borough Castle near Great Yarmouth, Caister Roman Town near Norwich, St Bennet's Abbey near Ludham, Burnham Norton Friary in Burnham Market, Binham Priory near Holt, Bloodgate Hill Fort near South Creek, Fiddler's Hill Barrow near Warham, Filby Chapel near Yarmouth, Middleton Mount near King's Lynn, and Tasborough Enclosure near Norwich. We carry out repairs, provide interpretation, and open them for everyone to enjoy.
Which is your absolute favourite, and why?
It is really hard to pick an absolute favourite because they are all wonderful places. However, I have visited Caister Roman Town throughout my life and I enjoy taking my children there for a walk to see the fish in the river and explore its history. It has a great family-friendly atmosphere and there are lots of different walks to do.
Can you tell us something about one of the lesser-known sites?
Middleton Mount near King's Lynn is the remains of a small Mott and Bailey castle, close to the edge of the fens, probably built during the late 11th and 12th centuries to guard the approach from the west during the Norman period. It would have had a wooden keep. Norfolk has the lowest density of castles in England and Wales, just 18 known sites. In many cases, they can only survive as earthwork remains, and often we do not know who built them or when. Today, this is a lovely place to walk and enjoy, as well as a sanctuary for wildlife.
How did you become interested in Norfolk's history?
I don't remember a time when I wasn't walking down the road wondering how old a house was, what events that church had seen, or what those earthworks in that field, or why does that hedgerow have a wiggle in it? Norfolk's history is so rich and diverse. I love exploring it and discovering places and sites with my family. There's always so much to discover. When I was young, I lived in Dunstan, next to Caister Roman Town. Perhaps that's where it all started. We then moved to Long Stratton, and that is where I live now with my husband and children.
What do your volunteers do?
We have 80 volunteers and they help us with a whole range of activities, including guided tours, school visits, social media, events and even sheep watching, which involves keeping an eye on the sheep and talking to visitors. Some volunteer just 2 or 3 hours a month, others 3 or 4 hours a week. They're all fantastic and we are so grateful for their help.
Do you need more?
We currently are looking for enthusiastic volunteers to join us at 3 of our sites, Borough Castle, Caister Roman Town and St Bennet's Abbey. However, there are lots of ways you can get involved in volunteering with us across any of our sites. Opportunities are listed on our website.
Has the pandemic affected the work of the NAT?
It has meant that we're unable to run our school visits, guided tours and some of our events, which will have an impact on our funding this year. Entrance to all the sites is free, but donations are always very welcome. Visitors can donate by phone on site or via our website.